Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, everyone. Hey, I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And guess what? I'm your host, Dr. Pat, joining you every week, a bunch of hours each week. This hour is a very special hour. This is the hour where we really get down and make it happen. And so I want to thank everybody out there for, first of all, for tuning us in and turning us on each and every week. I also want to thank you for becoming Pay It Forward Angels and becoming part of a community of people that is, well, the community is giving for the sake of giving. And many of you have asked questions of me. How did I come up with the idea? I'm actually going to let my guest tonight help me out with that. Sometimes you just get the idea and then you got to put one foot in front of the other to do it. For more information about how you can become a Pay It Forward Angel and pay forward thousands of dollars worth of gifts, there's nothing for you to buy, nothing at all, go to calltoconnection.com and find out what this is all about. Tonight, we've got a very special show for you. And it's a show that I think is going to help you transform your lives. Because if you're like me, or even close to being like me, you probably have been walking around for a lot of years in the state of being clueless. And that's how I pretty much describe the first part of my life. But as I look back now, I don't know if I was really clueless. I just have a sense that I was living a life that wasn't really feeling groovy enough for me. And boy, I can go into a whole story about that. I don't know. I use the word groovy because I'm dating myself, I think. I actually watched the Woodstock movie on television the other night, and I thought, oh my God, that was me in the mud trying to get up there. But, you know, this is a show for all of you that are pondering the question, what is my life all about? How do I pay attention to the signals? How do I make sense of sometimes a world that doesn't seem like it's making sense to me? Well, I've got a great person I want you to meet tonight, because understanding soul, to understand your mission, with my special guest, Jennifer Orizio. And I hope, Jennifer, I got that right, being
you
the Italian that I
job.
Am. Did I get it?
Yes, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, part of my Toscano was coming out there a little bit.
Well, I am so excited to be here. And, you know, what an amazing, you know, first couple of minutes of your show. It's, you know, I was talking to a friend and an associate today, and she said, you know, in my dark days, if someone said to me, here's the reason for you being, don't give up, because it would have made the world of difference to me. And, you know, I think that's such a profound thought, that, you know, that information is inside of you. You just might need a guide or mentor on how to access it. So I am so glad that you provide people with the knowledge and the resources about tapping into their wisdom. So thank you so much.
Well, and that's why I'm thrilled to have you on here, because, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, Jennifer, you have somebody that helps so many other people understand the key note to all of this is that we all have something within us. You call it soul's language, and I am excited to hear about this. A lot of times we think that we have to be, and let me use the term special, And what I mean by that is, wow, you know, Jennifer, she's a master intuitive and author and teacher and speaker. And, you know, she gets to have the life she wants. And you know what? I'm working in the mailroom, or I'm pushing, you know, this is now you're hearing my life story, or I'm selling hot dogs in Jersey. How am I ever going to do this? This show is for everybody, isn't it? Tonight, what you and I are going to talk about, Jennifer, is really to break the news out. And, the, you know, the headlines, can you imagine? The headlines from tonight's show is, oh, my God, you can have the life you want.
Yeah, and there's no secret to it. You know what I mean? The secret, the access is you. The keys are not lost to the kingdom. They're inside of you. You might need to release something. You might need to uncover a veil. But I've been, you know, in the doubt, I've been in the fear, I've been in a, oh my God, really, what am I supposed to be doing here? And I've come through the other side. And you know what? Mm-hmm. There are still days where I go, are you sure? Did I get that right? And that's when I get to love myself more and learn more about me. You know, what I tell everyone that I come in contact with, and I identify their soul languages, you know, one of them is called Axiom of Quest. Each one of us speaks three languages. And one of them is called Axiom of Quest, and that's a sophisticated way of saying your mission, your purpose here. And I tell everyone that I talk to, listen, you're being your mission or purpose. You've been being it since the moment you've been conceived. What the problem or the challenge is that you don't feel like you are. So let's access that information so you feel, so your perception changes, so then you can create that life and have that physical manifestation of your purpose.
I love this, and I love talking with you about this because, you know, what you said is so profound in a lot of ways, and we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about what soul language is, but I got a question for you. Because you do help so many people. And this is a question I've been asking for 7 years since I've been on air. And I've briefly given people an introduction into who you are and what you do. But I'm going to give you an opportunity to speak with folks. Here's the question. You know, what are some of the challenges, Jennifer? What are some of the obstacles you've had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Well, I started out in public relations in corporate America. And I was constantly berated for my talents in one aspect of my job. And at the same time, you know, accolades were given to me for the same things I was doing. And I was beating, I was so angry. At one point, and I used to work with a dear friend of mine. At one point, I wasn't allowed to talk to clients because, A, I would tell them the truth. B, yes. I would do it way too warrior-like. And it would just end in disaster. And I was just so angry. And there was something inside of me that said, there's more to this. There's more. I feel that there's something bigger here. And I didn't feel like I was being of service. I had low self-esteem, which anyone who would ever know me would laugh about, but that's how I felt inside.
I totally get it, though. I get it.
And, you know, I was feeling as though I wasn't living life, that I was just going through it. And, you know, was there struggles in my life? Of course. You know, there's been heartbreak. There's been, you know, I've got an amazing story, if anyone's read any of my blogs, about, you know, the death of my father and how that transformed my life and is still continuing to transform my life. So there's been heartache. But the more that I understood who I was and the more that I felt that beat, that current within me of going, you are loved and supported no matter what. Every challenge becomes, and it sounds so hokey, but it becomes an opportunity. And what happened was I started really, because I had this gift of telling people things. People would ask me, and I would tell them, and they would look at me like crazy, and I'd be like, well, don't you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, I, especially like a little peanut as a kid, you would say something and the adults would look at you like, how do you know that? And I'd be like, well, you're supposed to know that. You're an adult. And so I had this deep desire to understand more. And one of the main reasons why was because I was terrified of the dark. I would, in my apartment as, you know, a 20-year-old, run at night from my bedroom to the kitchen if I was thirsty. And I didn't understand why I was terrified of the dark, because I didn't really understand that I could sense everything in the dark.
Ah.
And I didn't have a place for that. So I started really in a way, not because I'm so courage-based, not to be afraid, to explore that. And that led me to really understanding how I was getting intuitive information, how to process it, and how to understand it.
And then, you know, more importantly, what I love to talk about as well is, you know, and what this show is known for is paying it forward. It's understanding that, you know, you here you are now with this new awareness, but you don't stop there, Jennifer. What you decided to do, and this is really the connection I would love to ask you about, you decide, you know what, I'm going to share what I've learned so that other people can experience the same level of awakening that I've had. And so what was that like for you to make that transition? Because I'm the same corporate girl that you were.
Well,
how did you make the transition?
Some of it was really smooth and some of it was a kick from the universe.
Yeah, thank you.
I was working at the PR firm and we had this internationally known coach that was a client. And I had spent 2 hours on the phone with her, tapping into guidance and counseling her on her relationship with her daughter. Awesome. And I got off the phone, and my best friend and my boss at the time says, did you just, and I went, yeah. And she went, that's weird. I was like, yeah, that kind of was weird. And a week later, she fired us. And she cited me as the reason of not knowing who she was or the company, what she did. And I went, oh, the veil has been pulled back. I do know who she is. There was no judgment. I didn't care. I loved her no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought she was brilliant no matter what. And I turned to my best friend. I said, this is going to keep happening. She went, yeah. And I went, this is the moment. That's the moment I drew the line in the sand and said, okay, I am ready to be of service. I am ready to step into that healer of healers. I'm ready because there's no other choice. So I'm going to accept it and do it gracefully, or it's going to keep leaking out like the dam in that little kid with his finger.
Exactly.
And,
wow.
And that, putting your stake in the ground like that, allows the universe to flood you with resources so you can pay it forward. And, you know, being of service, is when you do it joyfully, is so profound and impacts you in such ways that you could never, ever imagine. And that just allows you to, again, to pay it forward for yourself and for others. And it becomes this domino, and you really understand that we are one and the same.
And so, I love what you're talking about, because what you're really suggesting and actually inviting our listeners to do right now, Jennifer, is really understand that this is a level of ease and grace, the slide and glide of life that all of us can experience. I want to just take a short break, everyone. When we come back, I have a very special guest. You're listening to her right on the show tonight, Understanding Soul to Understand Your Mission. Jennifer Urizio is joining me here tonight on the show, and I got to tell you, we are just warming up. When we come back, we're going to be talking about soul language, what it is, but how do you find out what your mission is in this lifetime? How does it feel? How do you know that this is the desire that is really being brought to bear? We've got lots to talk about on the show. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. With CRA, I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, for more information about us, make sure you go to the drpatshow.com or drpatlive.com. For more information and to become a pay it forward angel, just go to calltoconnection.com. And just sign up. There's a 5-minute video that I've created with the help of some of my friends. And it's called A Time to Believe. And please enjoy it and let others know that this is a time to believe. But most importantly, I think, as my very special guest Jennifer will say to you, it's really a time to believe in ourselves. And Jennifer, thank you so much for joining the show today. I want to make sure before we go on that people have your website, and I want to make sure I mention it a bunch of times. So what's the best way for people to find out more about you?
Sure. It's www.knowsoulslanguage.net. There's a lot of complimentary stuff on there. There's a lot of audios. You can take part of my 5 days to a more powerful life. There's a lot of information that I love to share because I find it so important. So that's www.knowsoulslanguage.net. And, you know, Dr. Pat and I were chatting in the break, and you inspired me to offer right now an exercise for everyone who's listening to do. So are you game, Dr. Pat?
You had me at are you.
So we're going to use the divine intelligence of your body to place everyone in a feeling of feeling loved, safe and supported. Mm-hmm. And so whenever you're going through doubt or fear or worry or concern, this exercise will allow you to go to a place of knowing that you're loved and supported. And we're using our bodies because our bodies don't have free will. If we ask our body to raise its hand and everything works, it will comply. And even if you've never felt this feeling before, your body will naturally put you there. All you need to do is just get on the ride. So just everyone take a deep breath. Kind of focus on your tailbone. This grounds and centers you. It's a lot hard for you to create or receive or manifest what you want if you're not fully integrated in your body. Remember, the soul knows the what and the body knows the how. So just take a deep breath, focus on your tailbone, and just follow my words and just quietly ask your body to do this. So say, body, place in my body the feeling and the knowing that I'm safe, that I am loved, and that I am supported. And if you start from that place every day, that's going to allow you to really receive the resources that you've been asking for.
I have to tell you, it's very, very powerful.
Yeah.
Just right there, just what you have guided us to do. Oh, my gosh. What did that take? All of 15 seconds, Jennifer?
All of 15 seconds. And, you know, if you keep activating the fear within your body, it's hard for you to hear soul's guidance. Gary Young from Young Living said something once at a conference that I thought was the most profound thing I've ever heard. If you have fear in your body, you can't hear your soul, you can't hear the divine, you can't hear your best friend. So by putting yourself in that safety, by knowing it's there, that allows you to really hear what your soul has to say. And then you can take divine inspired action.
Mm. When we think about our lives and how powerful that was, many people believe that they're never going to find their purpose. And this is really why I wanted to talk with you, because so much of your work really kind of debunks some of the, let me just call it, some of the messages that are out there about people's lives, their soul purpose, how some people can see it, how some people have to go through multiple lifetimes to see it. I mean, there are just a lot of stories out there.
Yeah, that's what they are.
Well, exactly. But you know what? That's a multi-billion-dollar self-help business here.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, let's get real for just a moment about this. Millions of people bought the Law of Attraction and the movie The Secret and all of that that went with it. Not that there's anything wrong with that, because millions of people got an awakening that they would not have gotten otherwise. But so many folks were disappointed because the end of the road came very soon. You know, after practicing and doing what they thought they should do, guess what? Nothing changed. So what have you found is the key for us to understand soul language?
Soul language is a very easy identification process. It literally means I use my body as a pendulum to identify your soul language. And it's all done on number sheets. And when I reveal that person's Axiom of Quest, which is their mission language, everyone says the same thing. Oh, my God, I knew that.
Mm.
And now I have words to explain it. And what that means is that you have that information inside of you. So you can access it. I can be a guide. You can just set the intention to be willing to hear it, and it could come to you in different ways. But the first step is for you to set the intention that you want to understand your purpose. And then I would tell you to journal about it. just to write down, ask that, sit down, quiet, be still, check in with your soul and go, okay, I'm willing to hear, what's my purpose? And people have this conception that it's the golden ticket moment, you know, from Willy Wonka, where you get that golden ticket. And I say, you know what? There are a lot of little tickets that add up to the big ticket moment. And you really do have the information inside of you. It's something that you're doing already, your purpose, so effortlessly that you can't even fathom that that's your purpose. In a million years, I would have never said, tuning in and just telling people what I heard would be my purpose. How? Because that's so easy, and I can do it without effort. So make a list of the things you love to do. It's also another way to add some dimension to your purpose. And let go of the thought that it's a secret, that it's hard, that it takes work. And the reason why the road ended, which was very eloquently put, was because tools that people put in their toolbox need to be custom made for them. I can't do gratitude like you do gratitude, Dr. Pratt.
Right.
I have to find it my way. So whatever tool you want to use, customize it. If it doesn't resonate with you, that's okay. Find another tool or tweak it. And the secret was, so it did. It woke on a lot of people. And then what I like to see is those people looking for additional tools to fill their box.
And millions of people did do that.
Yes, which
you
was
know,
exciting.
Despite what, yeah, despite the backlash that came from that, those millions of those people are out there now listening to this show because they heard something that that really resonated with who they were. They didn't really understand it, nor did I. And I don't claim to now. But don't you think, Jennifer, that we get really, let's just call it a hit, an intuitive hit that we're on to something?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, one of my finest moments was, you know, I had my hand analysis done. And which is a scientific formula by Richard Unger, who's amazing. And he gives you your life purpose in your fingerprints and your life lesson. And then I was inspired to study with the woman called Beth Davis, who did my hand analysis. And, you know, here I am with my fingerprints, and it says, I'm a powerful healer teacher in the spotlight. And I went, okay, I'm a healer of healer, and I'm a powerful teacher and healer in the spotlight. What does that mean? Right? Like, well, what do I do with that? But that was inspiration to ask more questions. The key to really understanding your soul is to know it's a conversation and it's a relationship.
And so when we have these conversations in these relationships, it is really the connection of what people call separation. And this is really something that I'm fascinated by with your work. We seem to have this view of ourselves that's almost outside of ourselves. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I mean, I'm probably not making sense. But
no, you're totally making sense. Totally.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I'm having an out-of-body experience, and, oh, by the way, it's called my life.
Exactly. Well, and most of that is due to trauma. So when we experience trauma, which can be any sort of pain, human beings have this amazing ability to separate themselves, their essence, from their body. Not fully, or they would no longer be here, but just enough to keep us alive, but not participate. And so any trauma that comes up, we separate. And what soul language does is, by understanding the three languages you speak, which are your mission, how you fuel your mission, and your soulful personality, what that does is give you a conscious way to connect with your soul so you can have a conversation. It's It's having a conversation with your future self, your higher self, that knows where all the bumps in the road have been, how to stop struggling, how to love yourself more, how to let go of the pain and the emotional trauma so you can experience the joy. The reason why you came here was to experience joy. Service and joy. In any shape or form, no matter what your purpose is and how you want to interpret it, it comes down to those two things. So you can do that by mentoring, which is a soul language of mission, by it as an equalizer, which is mine, I create balance. You can do that as a pioneer, which is another soul language. But whatever, however you want to express, you have to know that it's your right to not only give, but to receive. It's your right to experience joy.
You know, this is really a very, let me just say, it's a very impersonal but personal way to understand this. Let me tell you what I mean, and I would love for you to comment on this. More times than not, I get calls on my show. My God, we fill up the phone lines with folks that are saying, I don't understand my purpose. And so, and then someone will say to them, well, this is your soul's purpose. And then they'll say, no, that can't be. That's not good enough. And so there's this notion of I have to have the same soul purpose as Jennifer or maybe as Wayne Dyer, or else it's really not a fulfilling soul's purpose. And I wanted you to address this because when I look at all that you do and how you work with people, it really is this way for us to understand this beautifully laid out GPS system that is so easy to follow. We almost sometimes don't have to push any buttons, but yet we get stuck about having this idea of soul and not feel good enough when it gets revealed to us. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and the way I explain this to clients is my mother makes this dish called the sausage bread. And I know the recipe. My mother makes it every Christmas, every holiday. The family won't let her come into the house unless she has it. And I know how to make it. I've made it. And my mother's is always better. I have the same recipe. I do the same thing. Mom puts her signature essence on that sausage bread. That's what your soul is. It's your signature essence. People are coming to you for whatever reason because of your soul and how you sing it, display it, express it. They could come to me or talk to me and talk about the same thing, and it might not resonate, but they might go to you. And you might say the same exact thing, and it will resonate. So you're here because you're unique. Your signature makeup is special to you. And you need to understand that you're a perfect cake. And the comparing apples to oranges, you're always going to lose, Dr. Pat. You're always going to lose. if you're comparing yourself to someone, model it. Say, oh, I want to activate that angel quality of compassion and love that Dr. Pat has in myself. And sit down with your soul and go, how do I activate that? Because that's inside you, but it's going to come out the way you sing the song. So that's what I tell clients about, you know, comparing their purpose to my purpose or their purpose to another. And, you know, what we're truly afraid of is not being not powerful enough. What we're truly afraid of is being powerful. Because what would that mean? And what I have to say is, when you accept your power, what it means is that you get to be the creator of your life. And that's fun. And when you can do that, what you can do by paying it forward, it becomes like this amazing thing because you're not worried about the rent. You're not worried about feeding your kids. You're not worried about what your purpose is. You are being it. So it all becomes this effortless, fun journey instead of a struggle. So whatever you get to do today to remove yourself from the tiniest bit of struggle, that's going to help reveal so much for you.
And this is really a great conversation because it really does, you know, piggyback off of several shows I've done this week. And certainly, and I shared this with you during the break. Yesterday was the day that the federal government had the opportunity to extend the unemployment benefits. On a show last week that was done by another host, it was quite controversial with people expressing their opinion about why those benefits should be extended and why not. And the level of anger around this was so confusing to me, Jennifer. You know, people that basically have not been riled up about much in the past couple of years, riled up about the notion that people may get an additional unemployment benefit. Now, what's interesting, and the reason I want to talk with you about this is because sometimes, and I've been through my life like this, I've woken up in a cold sweat at night, scared beyond anything I could imagine about what my next job would be or how I might even get a paycheck. Or if you've listened to my story, I found myself thrown out of my house at 17. And so how can we use soul's language to help us ward off this level of stress and anxiety that seems to be creeping in everywhere? It's like the leakage you talked about.
Yeah. When you have this intimate connection with your soul, it becomes this resource of comfort, trust, faith. And it becomes to me, the way I visually see it, because I'm a visual person, is this amazing, comfortable chair that you get to sit in and go, okay, I'm not disagreeing about where I am, but I'm going to sit in this comfort and this love and support and know, because the divine has capabilities that I can tell you stories after story that in a million years I wouldn't come up with, and sit from here, even if I have to put myself in that warm and comfortable place and have that intimate connection with myself a million times a day, to keep reinforcing it, to build up that trust, and that's what it is, it's trust, that I am going to be supported. And by the third, you know, and I went through this struggle, you know, I went through, oh my God, you know, I've got this weird kind of career, and what do I do? Because I don't know if I'm going to make the rent. And by the fourth or fifth month of putting myself through that struggle and the divine coming through, I went, okay, why am I torturing myself? Why am I not just sitting back and going, huh, let's add it up? And, you know, there are experiences where you put yourself in that trust, faith, and then something doesn't come through. And I'm asking those people to take a deep breath, really feel that exercise about feeling loved and supported, and keep yourself there. Because I know, as I know that my eyes are blue, that I know, you know, that I'm 5'3", I know that the resources are out there. I don't know how they're going to get there to you, but I know that they're there. And I know that the universe is pulling for you. And people like Dr. Pat and people like me, we put our energy out there to help that along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we offer that love and support. So it's about having that intimate connection, building that trust, building that faith, because that's the truth.
This, you know, let's talk about the how for a minute, because you've brought it up, Jennifer, and I think this is a hot button for everybody out there, because who doesn't want to know how, right? And and we spend a lot of time in the how. We actually spend a lot of time in the how before we even do anything to find out about the how.
Right.
I mean, we can conjure up a big old conversation with ourselves about how we're going to get from one place to the other, because we're late and traffic is bad. Hmm. Now, let's talk about what happens in our minds, right?
Yeah.
When we try to when we try to figure out, how am I going to start a pay it forward network? How am I going to pay my rent when this is my last unemployment check? So let's talk about soul's language and how it deals with the how. And why is it anyway, Jennifer, that we do get so hung up on the how?
Because we're taught how to do the how. We're taught, you know, if you talk to any kid under five, they're never focused on the how. They're focused on the why. Why do you want to do this? Well, here's
yeah.
why. And then the how falls into place. When we get into school, they go, well, how are you going to do that? And the why is forgotten. So what soul language helps you do is connect more firmly and more deeply to the why. And that's what I talk. I talk to clients about forget the how, because you're not really in charge of it anyway. So if you think you are, you can let that go. And we can work on how to let that go. Focus on the why. Focus on your big what. And then ask your soul for the next inspired internal action and then next inspired external action. And an internal action can be something of, you know, what do I have to or what do I get to release in order to be in alignment with my big why?
Yep.
And the external action can be as simple as, oh, okay, Divine, you want me to get up and you want me to walk outside. I was at a conference that happened a couple weeks ago. I'm like, okay, what's my next inspired action? And I hear, get up and move. I'm like, but wait, I kind of want to see this thing. No, get up and move. And I'm like, okay, because I've stopped fighting with the divine. And I get up and I start moving around. And I go into the little conference area, you know, the little walkthrough, a booth. And I'm like, okay, where to keep walking. I'm like, okay, I don't get what we're doing. And I run smack dab into this woman who I was had a brief conversation with earlier. And I look at her, and she looks at me, and we start talking again, and she's walking, and she goes, can you walk with me? I said, oh, yeah, I don't have anywhere to be, because I'm supposed to be here. And we talked for 4 hours.
Mm.
And we had such an intimate connection and bond that I went, oh, okay. And that's an inspired action, because I know that that connection is going to create abundance for me, for her, and for everyone we touch. And
I think that's so beautiful. That is a beautiful story, Jennifer. And I think that, you know, one of the things that you just shared in that story is this place of trust. And I wanted to talk to you about trust. Comment was made to me the other day, or I think it was more like a week or so ago. You know, we don't get you, Pat. You know, you are like the queen of positive vibes. Haven't you ever had a bad day? Haven't you ever had challenges in your life? And, you know, honestly, my listeners know the challenges I've had. But the question then comes up about how we get to choose what we trust in, what we believe in, and why that is important. I got to ask you the question for your own personal journey, Jennifer, and the people you work with. How do you describe the power of trust?
Mm-hmm. I call it a relationship.
Nice.
I also, you know, if I had trust dust, I would sprinkle it on everyone I know.
Nice.
What I do know about trust is that it's a switch that needs to be flipped in someone. So I can give them ways to do that, but they have to be willing to do that. And once it's flipped, it becomes something that's so deep. So when I'm not trusting, here's what I do. And I have doubts. I have clients go, well, are you sure you can help me? Because you don't ever seem to doubt or fear. And I laugh at them. And I go, you're kidding, right? So do you want me to call you the next time I'm freaking out? Because I do. I'm human. And as you expand your container, you get comfortable, and then you expand again, and you're going to push the boundaries of your container, and things are going to come up again so you can get to know yourself on a deeper level. So when I'm in doubt or lack of trust, and if you look up trust in the thesaurus, because I did a whole class on this once, the word hope is there. And mm-hmm. I thought that was really interesting. So if you can't get to trust, get to hope first. So I pause and I reestablish my connection with my soul language team, my soul, and the divine. And my image for that is the feeling of being out in the sun.
Mm.
And I sit there for a moment. And if I have to sit there for more than a moment, I do. Until I can feel my body go. And then I approach the situation where I was doubting from this position. And if you have to reestablish that feeling 100 times a day, that's okay. People think that once you are awakened or once you get something, click and you never have to work on it again. I'm just going to tell you that's a lie. And you're going to have to work on things again because you're a different person and there's a different level. So you can experience trust on so many levels. Another good opportunity is to remember or envision an experience of when you did have trust and to activate that inside of you and those memories to start forming that energy so you can build from there. Trust is so powerful.
I love what you're talking about because there are a couple of things I want to ask you about that are so important for our listeners tonight. One is, and please correct me if I'm wrong on this, one is the fact that you and I, no matter how many shows I do, no matter how many people I get to talk with, people like you, Jennifer, I am going to have some days where I am not going to believe in very much. And I'll be at that place that you described. Here's the difference as I hear you talk about it, especially once you know your soul's language. There's a difference between visiting those places and living in those places, right?
Yeah. I always call it Skill Builder Town because it builds skills. And my image is I get on a train and I determine if I want to go to Skill Builder Town, and I've had hotels there, right? Yeah. I own sometimes seafront property over there. Or I want to pause and go to my purpose. And I know what my purpose is. If your purpose is kind of in this state of transformation or learning or unveiling, then you go to something that you know you're talented or you're gifted or a positive experience. The point is, even if you go to Skill Builder Town, that you don't judge yourself that you're there. That you go, okay, let's feel this feeling. Let's work through this. Let's go through it. But let's not stay in judgment because that's going to keep you from trusting yourself.
Yeah, and then we're caught in the vicious cycle of it.
Exactly.
And that really is part of the conversation I want to, you know, get to here with you right now because there are people that are, and I've been here just like you, where I'm on this little mouse and I'm trying to catch the food, right? But the faster I run, the further away the food gets, but I don't get it, right? Because I'm running faster, and then all of a sudden, I'm running. The food keeps getting further away from me until I drop dead from exhaustion. And what I mean by that is I think that parts of us die off when we spend that kind of energy in search of something that we think we have to reach so deep for on the outside. Ultimately, you know what happens, right?
Yeah.
You know, the mouse sort of gets tired and then falls flat face first on the food. It's only when the mouse stops.
Well, in soul language, each language has an orientation. You're either going to move to action first. You're going to go either action or you're going to move to stillness or you're going to be balanced action still. So it sounds like when you're the mouse, you're too action-oriented. And so you're doing action for the sake of action to get something done because as humans, we feel good if we check things off our to-do list.
Exactly.
So what I would tell you is to create stillness for yourself and then see what action you truly want to take.
It is a dance, isn't it?
Yeah, this is life.
I love this dance, though. The dance that we're describing.
You might as well embrace it and love it, because it's not going to change. The dance is not going to change. The way you perceive the dance, the song selection, how you want to enjoy the dance, it's all up to you. That's all your choice. And that's the whole great thing, is that we live in a universe of choice. That's powerful if you think about it. If you think about that, you have the power to make choice about anything. That gives you a whole empowerment stance.
There's nothing really quite like it.
No.
There really isn't, because once that light bulb goes on and you figure that you have choice over everything in your life,
it's exciting.
It is very exciting.
It's like, to me, the image, of course, is going to, you know, that diner, because you're from New Jersey, so you'll get this.
I can't wait. I'm going back to Jersey in December. I can't wait to go to the diner and get liver and onions.
Well, tell me which diner and we'll meet.
Okay.
And, you know, they have these huge menus in New Jersey diners where there's all this stuff. That's what the life is. It's like you get to pick. And if you feel like you're picking the wrong choices, then that's the moment that you get to sit down and have a conversation with your soul. And if you don't know how to walk yourself through that, there are really good guides and teachers that can help you. So select one. And select one with your heart, not with your mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is really, it kind of brings us full circle in a sense, because, you know, your story, which talked about getting all the signs, getting all the messages, right? Until one day, you know, you had your own tipping point of whether you were going to decide to really listen, right? Or go back to business as usual, right?
Yeah.
We get to make that decision every day.
Every day.
In the way that we, that's right. So if we're going to hold the belief today of I'm not going to be able to pay my bills, and we continue to hold that, that's a choice we make.
Right.
But there
and
is an alternative, isn't there?
There's millions of different alternatives. You know, we can, as humans, we can put blinders on. And the image I always like to give is, and I've done this myself, and I'm a pretty awake person, and I feel like I'm pretty conscious, and I went through the entire day to see how much I got into the victim car. And I got into that car a lot. I told my story a lot about certain things. I repeated things in my head. There were certain beliefs that I went on and on about, and I went, oh, my God. So notice what things are going on in your head, because that's really not what you want. And whatever you want to do to start to focus on, even if it's one portion of your life, to feel differently, the truth is that everyone listening to this phone call, this interview, and everyone not listening is of value and is unique and has a place and a reason for being here. And you shouldn't give up.
Mm. Well, I have to thank you so much for joining us today, Jennifer. What a great, great, great conversation. And I know we've barely scratched the surface, but a very powerful message. And I want to thank you for joining me. I wanted to ask you if you would, again, please let our listeners know how they can find out more about you, more about your work. And then what your personal message might be for everyone tonight.
Sure. So you can find me at www.knowsoulslanguage.net. I offer a complimentary 15-minute session, which one of your languages will be identified. So please, that's my way of paying it forward. Please, you know, take advantage of that. So let me just tune in for a second for the personal message. That was easy enough. So the personal message for everyone is, you are love. and you are loved.
Mm. Very powerful. Jennifer, I can't thank you enough for all that you do and all that you are. And I am so appreciative of your journey, of how you help other people, and how you create an opening for all of us to let the floodgates of prosperity, gratitude, forgiveness, and love come through. Thank you so much for joining me on the Dr. Pat Show tonight.
Thank you. I thoroughly enjoyed myself, and thank you for everything that you offer.
Oh, amazing, everyone. I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on. We've got lots more planned. Wow. 2010, thriving again. 2011, many of you are wondering what that's going to be like. Let me tell you, we're going to help you make it the best year of your life. Thank you all. If you want to find out more, if you've missed any part of this conversation, you can go to the drpatshow.com or go to drpatlive.com. And we will have this show up in a few days or so, so that you can catch all of what Jennifer has been talking about today. Remember, as you step out into your world, there was a lot that was said here tonight. But most importantly, you truly have the power within for you to create the life that you desire, love with ease and grace. So remember that as you step out. And we'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you.
You're stepping down your soapbox is way too high overgrown. You can barely see the ground. Touch the sky, your high horse is taken north and left to you, nowhere to be found, better off dead, or so you said, but don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Oh, someday, not somehow, not maybe, we're gonna make it out alright, just not.
Well, of a stranger's soul, for you never know when it's your last step, final breath, throwing your gypsy dance on curtain call. Take your last bow, that's all you're gonna get from me.
Somehow